This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The Illuminati criminal pedophile Satan Network is now trying to crash the U.S. dollar and in the United States as we know it. Remember who your enemies are, and remember if they're successful, who will pay.
The 2016 deposition of Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell's sex slave Virginia Roberts read like a movie script. Sexually abused runaway has a chance encounter with an elite pedo pimp over a massage book she checked out at the library and is thrust into a powerful den of iniquity. Years later, Roberts would find herself swimming upstream against a heavy current of an unresponsive FBI, the venomous media, and the powerful figures she had also accused of abuse that includes, at the very least, billionaire hedge fund manager Glenn Dubin, Prince Andrew, French fashion mogul Jean-Luc Brunel, former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson.
Spokesperson's response reads, in part, in Governor Richardson's limited interactions with Mr. Epstein, he never saw him in the presence of young or underage girls.
AI researcher Marvin Minsky.
Of course, it came to light earlier this month that the school accepted anonymous donations from Jeffrey Epstein after his 2008 conviction for soliciting an underage girl for prostitution. And the director of the university's renowned media lab, Joe Ito, stepped down after a whistleblower told the New Yorker's Ronan Farrow that, quote, although Epstein was listed as disqualified in MIT's official donor database, the media lab continued to accept gifts from him, consulted him about the use of the funds, and by marking his contributions as anonymous, avoided disclosing their full extent. And now Harvard University says it rejected donations from Epstein after his conviction. The university is reviewing any indirect ways his money might have benefited Harvard.
High-powered attorney Alan Dershowitz.
And I can prove categorically by documentary and other evidence that I couldn't have been in the places she said I was at the time. For example, she said she had sex with me in Jeffrey Epstein's ranch in New Mexico. I was there for 1 hour with my wife, my daughter, who are here with me today in the studio, never out of their sight. Two other people were with me. Nobody was on the ranch at the time. Only time I've ever been there. Said I had sex with her on the private island. I was there once with my wife, my daughter, prominent professor at Harvard Business School, his whole family. She is categorically lying and making the whole thing up.
But when you were on Pedo Island or at his place, when you borrowed his place in Palm Beach or your house in New York,
with my
every picture I've ever seen of his properties, you see young women around. Were there no young women when you were on his plane or any of his properties?
I never saw him in the presence of a young woman when I was there with my children and grandchildren.
And, of course, former President Bill Clinton, who, according to flight logs, flew on the Lolita Express as many as 26 times, was spotted on Epstein's Island.
I saw Bill Clinton sitting with Jeffrey on the living room porch area, which was Jeffrey's favorite spot. I saw no other guests there at that time at all. I just said, hey, wow. Jeffrey sitting with Bill Clinton.
And, of course, denies everything.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I don't think he could have done any worse than what's happened. It's such an embarrassment to him. I mean, I see him walking around. It's like a terrible embarrassment.
What anyone can gather after reading Robert's deposition is that Maxwell is just as abusive, if not far more, than Epstein. Maxwell allegedly abused Roberts and countless other girls insatiably and appears to have been the one wielding the pimp stick. And what's lurking on the horizon are two more depositions that remain under seal after Maxwell filed an emergency motion with the Federal Appeals Court in Manhattan to keep them from becoming public. But that court has yet to rule. Those depositions could be unsealed any day now. One of those depositions, filed in April 2016, according to Maxwell's lawyers, detail her sordid sex life. Maxwell's attorneys claim that its release could make it difficult, if not impossible, to get a fair trial. In actuality, the public will see Maxwell for who she truly is, not the assistant to Epstein or the occasional partaker in Epstein's debauched crimes, but a central figure obsessed with abusing teenage girls and increasing her power. John Bound reporting.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, August 3rd. The year is 2020. I'm your host, Alex Jones. This is not a spectator sport. This is a war for human liberty. Please spread the live links and tell folks about local stations. I'm really, really proud of the Dr. Jones Naturals Activated Charcoal, naturally fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste. And if you don't know what activated charcoal does, ladies and gentlemen, it naturally, in a clean way, strips away the toxins, the impurities, the plaque, and it doesn't damage the enamel. That's really important.
Support the InfoWar.
Buy it now at InfoWarsStore.com or go directly to DrJonesNaturals.com for an entire line of new cutting-edge products with the power to make your life better.
Support the InfoWar.
This cleans them up beautifully, does an incredible job, but doesn't damage your teeth. And it's, I believe you're going to like this as much as the other toothpaste, maybe even more. Over a year ago, I tried charcoal toothpaste from a major brand and thought it was amazing. And I went to my dad, and people said, I would like to put out a charcoal toothpaste that doesn't have all the silicate and all these fillers in it. Very strong toothpaste. You've never used anything like it. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are 91 days out from the election. I have to remember to just breathe. But as we told you, the writing is on the wall. The quickening is here. You know, I've thought about doing a podcast once a week where I don't speak from my own analysis of the world, but where I only highlight articles and make that the podcast, reading different sections of articles on air and different video clips. And I intend to do that. I intend to launch a podcast, too, with callers and listeners of the show. We've done a few of those, but we've got a lot of things that are important that need to be done. And a lot of it's because there are facets of the show I've always wanted to do that I've never had the will to do. Let's see today if I could spend the next 9 minutes left of this segment just reading headlines. Here, let's do that. And I'll tell you where they're from. Infowars.com. Minneapolis authorities warn residents, prepare to be robbed and obey criminals. Here's another one from the Gateway Pundit. Minneapolis Police Department tells residents to cooperate with criminals, do as they say, give up your wallet, purse, and cell phone. Those are quotes. Chicago area leaders call for Illinois to abolish history classes. NBC News. Shock survey finds that funding is being reduced for nearly half of all major U.S. city police departments. And guess who they're redirecting the money to? The Soros control group. Sorry, I said I wouldn't give my commentary. Continuing. Shakedown. BLM demands cut of Louisville business profits for protection. Columbia hosts deconstructing whiteness workshop for white-identified students. Yeah, it's Stockholm Syndrome. It's the learned helplessness. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison says, don't call the police when you're raped. Call a counselor. This is real, folks. Billionaire sex offender Epstein once claimed he co-founded Clinton Foundation. He did, in court documents. It's a shakedown organization. 200-plus raise awareness of sex trafficking in Arizona rally. Hundreds take over CNN LA. Rise up rally awareness of the evils of human trafficking. Epstein made teen girl have sex with Prince Andrew in blackmail bid. Court docs. Americans turn away from religion and towards dangerous secular cults. Let's continue here over to the COVID stack. Melbourne lockdown. Police can enter homes without a warrant to carry out spot checks. See the newscast at InfoWars.com. Graduates of elite universities dominate New York Times and Wall Street Journal, study finds. dollar sends warnings that U.S. is losing its grip on virus. The bankers are saying, submit to a lockdown or we're going to kill the economy. The Fed is planning to send money directly to Americans in next crisis. Top Federal Reserve official says U.S. needs another lockdown to save the economy. Yeah, it's like you already have a couple bullet holes in your head, and they're like, well, you need another bullet hole in your head. Sorry, I said I wouldn't give commentary. U.S. manufacturing PMI, worryingly weak as ISM spikes to 16-month highs. A vaccine may not be the magical cure everybody anticipates. Zero hedge. Back to Melbourne, hundreds of police surround towers. Blocks to enforce coronavirus lockdown. Not allowed to leave your home ever. Your dogs must defecate on the floor. Professor calls for halt to terrorizing coronavirus reaction by narrow-minded scientific elite. Infowars.com. Goes over the statistics that it's an overblown hoax. But BRICS warns U.S.'s new phase of coronavirus pandemic with more widespread cases. Yes, because it's designed to say everybody's positive. You ever had the flu or the cold? Stories of economic despair from America's worst economic downturn since the Great Depression in the 1930s. And then it really gets into the serious news. We're going to cover this in detail next segment. Federal government and Yale are holding clinical trials on how best to persuade Americans to take COVID-19 vaccines. Wait till we read this from GatewayPundit.com. Red flags soar as Big Pharma will be exempt from COVID-19 vaccine study claims. We'll get more into that stack next segment. And then let's move on over here. Scamdemic CDC stats show flu deaths dropped as COVID deaths increased at the exact number in every state following NIH guidelines. And we've had a statistician actually get their own numbers and put it all together. That's coming up. Meanwhile, George Soros steps in, drops six-figure check to rescue corrupt St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner in her primary race. He drops $600,000 on the new incoming district attorney we have, who openly says abolish the police. And the official city council budget says blow up the police station in a sign of ending police aid. Yeah, that's what communist takeovers look like, all run by billionaires. George Soros has been rounding people up, putting them in death camps since he was 14, and he thinks he's going to get you. Remember that. And he's got most of the prosecutors under his control, federal and state now. Let's continue, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to look at the latest on Trump pressuring TikTok, a Chi-Com company, to be bought by Microsoft. Microsoft says talks over TikTok potential purchase to warm up and to wrap up September 15th in any event after CEO speaks with Trump. Meanwhile, despite sinking hospitalization rate, Austin to keep coronavirus restrictions in place and keep the parks closed. Oh, of course. There's so much more we're going to be breaking down today. SpaceX capsule and NASA crew make first splashdown in 45 years, building a pro-human future. Good to see some glimmers of hope on that front. Now, separately, ladies and gentlemen, I did a pretty good job there, I think, of reading headlines and giving limited commentary, but I still gave some commentary. In the future, when I do maybe segments of the show or maybe whole hours of the show or maybe a special show, I'm going to highlight everything in consensual order that I want to read and then go through those stacks and through those quotes and documents of the full show and not have one thing actually said by Alex Jones. I think that's going to be an interesting phenomenon. What do you think? I don't think anybody's ever really done something quite like that before. So we'll see if that is an innovation. But you've got my commitment to do extra shows right through the next 91 days. And you know it's just going to get crazier. But I won't just be here at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. every day. We're going to be doing a few days a week nighttime shows. I came in the last two Saturdays, literally more than the last two, and I did special Saturday transmissions. Normally we go 2 to 5, 3 to 5, 3 to 6, 3 to 7, depending on what's happening. And we also had the crew out covering all the Antifa and communist rioting and behavior in Austin. A lot of spectacular events unfolded there. that are all at band.video. And, of course, InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. So please don't forget that you're awake, you're informed, you're engaged, you're involved. You're the salt of the earth. We salute you and we thank you. But the way we win the information war, the way we bypass the censorship that's so key to the enemy winning, is when you get upset and you get angry and you get focused and you print up band.video on cards with a simple message, or you tell people word of mouth every day, or you send out links, or on your email, or your text message, or on Facebook, or on Twitter. And you know, do what Zuckerberg says. He says, you can say Alex Jones's name as long as you attack him. So be sarcastic. Say, the worst person in the world. That's what the Wall Street Journal and New York Times and Globe and Mail call me. The scum of the earth. That filth that talked about Epstein and the Global Clinton Foundation 15 years ago, he's on air. Look at his damn website. He ought to be shut down. And the AI sees that and it doesn't do anything. So computers don't get humor, folks. But they have such trouble with memes. That's why they fear it so much. It's like Rudy's Barbecue. It says we have the worst barbecue in Texas. Some of the best. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Coming to you live from the InfoWars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, we came up with that liner a few years ago and Trump got elected. We've recaptured Texas, but we've lost it again. The governor has turned himself over to the New World Order. He's ordered the nursing homes to stay closed right into October, which is a death sentence, and families can't go see them. They're lockdown prisoners, and of course, that's where most of the deaths have happened. And of course, in Democrat states, they ship sick people into those nursing homes, so they get death numbers. That's about half the deaths that have happened. But let's go into another great find by the Gateway Pundit. And this story is public. If you're a radio listener, it links directly to the federal government and Yale and the taxpayer study. And that's the crazy part about this. In the past, they would try to hide stuff like this. But now Gates goes, okay, 100% of people that take my vaccine trial are getting sick. 20% are going to the hospital. A bunch are getting paralyzed. Some are dying. Big deal. You will take it. The FDA will approve it, even though they skip animal trials. And you will take it. And then they're developing the psychology of, if you don't do it, you're going to get other people sick. But I thought if they took it, they were safe. And then Gates goes on and admits on national TV that actually when we give you five shots, it looks like you don't even stay immune for more than a few months. I mean, that's in the trials because it's not what you'd think of as a vaccine or a piece of the pathogen of the virus, of the bacteria, is attenuated or engineered to supposedly be harmless. And then your T lymphocyte blood cells, white blood cells, the generals, the special white blood cells, the racist cells, they go in and they recognize it and then teach the body to have an autoimmune response. These vaccines, the RNA vaccines, go in and reprogram the nuclei of the cell. They hope to produce a protein that blocks the receptor site on cells. And they admit this is a giant experiment. So what's really going on is giant guinea pig trials altering humans' DNA from Big Pharma, just like they alter a tomato or corn or soybeans. And they even joke in the news and say, is COVID-19 an alien? That was in Newsweek. That was in Time Magazine. Pull it up. Just, is COVID-19 an alien? Remember, I said that 6 months ago. I said, it's a chimera, five different viruses that's never existed on the planet with synthetic RNA put into it, separate from those viruses, to weld it together. It is alien. Not of this world. And now the headlines at Time Magazine are, is COVID-19 an alien? Yes, it's an alien. A lab-made alien. A chimera. Did chimeras exist when the Greeks imagined part lion, part snake, part goat? No. Does this exist? Yes, it exists. So, overhead shot, please. Here's the article. Federal government and Yale are holding clinical trials on how best to persuade, that's brainwash, nudge, push, prod, force, Americans to take COVID-19 vaccines. In fact, guys, go to an online thesaurus, please, and type in other words for persuade, convince, force. Let's read the whole article. Federal government and Yale are holding clinical trials to force you. The federal government and Yale are currently holding clinical trials on how best to persuade Americans into taking Fauci Gates COVID-19 reprogramming cancer injections. I mean, that's what cancer does, is reprogram cells. The study is published at the government website on clinical trials. There's a little linky. The options they are studying include shame and anger techniques. How many times? I was on the Greenbelt this morning, and I probably walked by 100 people conservatively, and about 30 of them were wearing masks. And a couple times, they put their hands on their hips and went, come on. Or, oh, you're British. Why are you passing on the left? Wear your mask. You go in a store, not wearing it. Wear your mask! All a fraud, all a hoax. Oh, and they say, oh, we banned these doctors because one of them in the press conference said an N95 mask doesn't protect people. It doesn't. It says on the website, it doesn't stop what goes out, only what comes in. It's totally true. But it doesn't protect people who aren't wearing the mask. And then it doesn't work right. I mean, this is all facts, folks. Facts. They said 2.5 million would die, and it's 150,000. Most of it lies. It's facts that the N95 mask doesn't protect those outside the mask. It's a fact, a fact, a fact. But Fauci says we don't listen to hundreds of other doctors. We listen to Dr. Gates. To listen to doctor. Oh, I'm sorry, let's continue. The options they are studying to brainwash the public include shame and anger techniques. They have baseline message, control message, personal freedom message, economic freedom message. And this is where they say, oh, get the economy going. So you see this? You see all this brainwashing, these 15 tactics in the news. Oh, the Federal Reserve says we'll all be poor and die if we don't keep things shut and wear masks forever. Of course, it's the opposite. Oh, you just be tough and get the economy going. But it's meant to stop the economy. Control message. We need to control this disease. Baseline message. We need to lower that baseline. Personal freedom message. You'll be free by doing this. Economic freedom message. It saves the economy. Self-interest message. Take care of yourself. Community interest message. It's for your community. It's for your town. We're in this all together. You sure are a hero. Economic benefit message. Again, it'll save the country, save the economy. Just put on the chains for now. Put the handcuffs on. Let me take you into the basement, and I promise I'll be nice. Guilt message. You're going to get other people sick. You're a bad person, you monster. Those people are shooting up hotels and pizzerias and beating people up and attacking them and running them over with cars for not wearing masks. Embarrassment message. Oh, you're not wearing your mask. You're a bad person hurting her. You're a racist. Oh, you gun owners are all behind the mass shootings. Turn your guns in. Guilt message, embarrassment message, anger message, trust in science message. And then the last message is, it's not brave to not wear a mask, it's stupid, and you hurt others. So a lot of these are combinations of the same message. And then the article goes through the descriptions I basically just gave you. But when you see these 15, you ought to print this article out. In fact, post this article at Infowars.com. People should go to GatewayPundit.com and get it as well. But post it with a link, because you should hang this on your refrigerator door. You should have it in the car. So when you see news headlines, you need to look at it and have a game and say, which one of these is it? Because it's all pre-programmed. You see the same message over and over again. Fear of the virus when it's overblown and a lie. Fear of hurting other people. Fear of others pressuring you. Fear of embarrassment. Federal government and Yale are holding clinical trials on how best to persuade Americans to take COVID-19. And then it goes through the examples. When we come back, we'll read these. The brief summary. How to shame. The trust in science. And it's all lies. Like, trust in Fauci. Oh, but other doctors can't speak. Other scientists. Only the guy involved at Wuhan with Bill Gates, with investment in the vaccines, who says he wants to depopulate us. And Fauci goes to depopulation meetings. That's now been discovered. Of course, he wants to kill us.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. people realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 a piece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, the system being brought in is a post-human system, but before the human population is completely eradicated, the globalists say in their own white papers on record, and Jay Dyer, when he hosts, does a great job laying out not just the old statements, but a lot of the new books and statements by the head of the Davos Group and the head of the United Nations Biodiversity Operations, UNESCO. When I'm telling you all this, I know it sounds fantastical, except not so much anymore, because We've got a lot of examples that are well-known articles. Why the Future Doesn't Need Us, 1999, cover of Wired Magazine. Bill Joy, again, goes to that conference with a couple hundred billionaires, and they have the consensus that they are going to depopulate the planet because humans have become obsolete, so they're going to create a system to basically phase us out. Or a month ago, dreaming of the end of the human population. Or NBC a few months ago, cyborgs will replace humans and remake the world, James Lovelock says. And then it goes on to say, by the end of this century, there will be no more humans on the earth. And you go, well, that's just crazy. No, they're going to do it. Looking forward to the end of humanity. There's the Wall Street Journal. And again, you're fallen, you're bad, you're not good. They're just going to change you. Just like all the major crops are GMO now. And they're not what they originally were. Oh, and in all the studies, they reduce your fertility and give you cancer and kill you. Might take 20 years, but you're going to die. You're going to have irritable bowels the whole time. That's why Crohn's disease, almost no one had it 30 years ago. Now it's 1 in 50 people. Almost everyone has serious bowel issues because you're being murdered. Red rum. Red rum. And so now I'll be in the grocery store and it'll be like a big color magazine. What the end of humans is going to look like. And you pick it up and it shows all the overgrown cities and the earth is wonderful and the animals are happy and we were a parasitic species that was bad. But and you know it's going to be at the end of the magazine. Flip, flip, flip. This is one I showed you a few years ago on air. It'll be cyborgs at the end that have gone off world and become gods and left the earth for the bumblebees and the tortoises. And I flipped and, oh, it was the next page. Because it's a religious hymn. It's a religious document. I've read it 1,000 times, literally. And so, I pick up Wired Magazine, I pick up Wall Street Journal, I pick up NBC News, I pick up Associated Press, I pick up a textbook for college, and I know what's going to be in it because it's a religious hymn. If I go get a Mormon book, I know what's going to be in it because I've looked at it. If I go get a Baptist, I could be reading an article and go, this guy's a Baptist. This guy's a Southern Baptist. I could open up another thing and be reading an author and I go, when I go to the bio, this guy's going to be a right-wing Catholic. Or this guy's going to be a liberal Catholic. I mean, I know. I study stuff. But let me tell you, the dominant religion on this planet is the elites are going to transcend their bodies and become God. Just like the serpent said, don't you know you're a God? You're going to live forever. You'll have all the knowledge of good and evil, how the whole thing works. Take a bite of this apple. And what is on the back of all the Apple products? An apple with a bite out of it. What is Amazon's symbol? A tail with a fork on the end of it. They're telling you who they are. They're telling you, we ain't of this world, Jack. One tells you it's a serpent giving you an apple. Another one tells you it's a devil with a forked tail. And so, you know what? All these people can be tricked to give up their free will and to be part of this. And they're going to create the dystopia. They're going to shut off the industries. They're going to shut off the infrastructure. They're going to open the borders of the third world, flood us with the third world so we all destroy each other. But they're not going to be on space stations above us like the fictitious Elysium. They say it's going to be compact, armored city-states that are totally surveilled, exempt from everything they do to us. Exempt from taxes, exempt from regulations, exempt from the GMO. Already in Europe and China, it's come out in the news over the years, even in the London Guardian, that the rich Chinese and the Communist Party have thousands and thousands of acres outside each city of greenhouses with all purified soil and everything where they eat organic, they get clean vaccines that don't have the additives in it, because vaccines, real vaccines work. They can have side effects, but you can really take one and get immunity from something. And they've got everything for themselves. And that's what all this is the two Google founders that got all the CIA money, they live, both of them, on 10,000, 20,000 acre estates. I looked it up. Sergey Brin and Page. And they've got private jumbo jets and jet helicopters, and they don't talk to people. And that's how all these billionaires are. They've all got their own world, and then they've made you obsolete by using technology to build an architecture that's anti-human, that makes you alone, that makes you depressed, that makes you hateful, that makes you stupid, that makes you vulnerable. These are all their own words. And then they go, look how you're scum. We need to kill you. Just like Dutch TV a couple years ago. We ought to find this where they had a high-functioning Down syndrome man on there. Nice fella. But you high end. And they're talking to him, and it's a woman and a man. They're laughing. They go, you know, you cost the state, because they made it all socialist. They made it where his family didn't take care of it. They made it where it was the state so they could make those decisions over his life. And they looked at him and they said, you cost six times more than the average person welfare. How do you feel? He starts saying, I'm sorry, but you know, this is a society you set up. And they go, yeah. And then he kind of just decides, maybe I should kill myself. And they're laughing because they're liberals. They're like, look at you, you sack of garbage. But they're the liberals, so it's so sweet. It's so good. And it's like, let's kill the old people. Oh, let's keep the babies alive and sell their organs. This is a Satan cult, man. Empty, hateful nobodies that mean nothing to themselves or anybody else, cut off from God, cut off from the universe, building a world where you can't have food or water unless you do what they say and carry a phone or a chip that says you've complied with all their rules. And the more you comply, the more rules there'll be, and more people, as it get worse, will comply and comply and comply more and more and more, thinking that it's going to get them out of the nightmare they're in. No. When you've got your leg in a bear trap, kissing the bear trap and petting it and talking nice to it and saying, hey, how about, you know, I blow my head off. Will that make you like me more to the bear trap? It's a bear trap. You don't step in the bear trap. And if you're already in the bear trap, you got to get people that are nearby to come help you and recognize it's a bear trap and get it off your leg. But see, we don't do that. We're like, no, this isn't a bear trap. We're like, it's all lies. He didn't kill the number they said. They count regular deaths as it. They'll never let us out of the lockdown. They're now admitting that. This is about a total takeover, a post-human future, where robots will have to deliver us all our food and self-driving cars, and that's those of us that have resources, and then that'll be destroyed, and the public is going to absolute crater and go crazy, so they're going to roll out all these amnesiac drugs, just drug everybody out, then they're going to lay on the side of the street till they die, and then robot trucks are going to arrive and take the bodies away. We're not going to call it euthanasia, but we're all going to be glad that billions are going to be committing suicide by the end of the decade. Hundreds of millions are going to starve to death conservatively in the next few years. This is the end, my friends, my only friends. Because of their elaborate plans, the end. No safety. You're going to pay for not standing up for the babies. You're going to pay for wearing your mask. You're going to pay for submitting. You're going to pay hard. And it's going to get so bad, you're going to finally figure out you better stop obeying. But then you'll be so domesticated, everybody else will be whacked out of their brains, that you won't have any faith but to go ahead and take the pill and kill yourself. Now that's where you're going. And remember, Bill Gates love.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
It's the main religion. It is the system of Satan. None of these globalists are atheists. I told you that 20 years ago. Now it's come out that they believe they're going to be gods, and they believe they're getting off-world, interdimensional inspiration for what they're building and what they're constructing against us. But really, they're just using technologies we developed that would empower us and twisting it for control. So let me tell you the key to the entire thing right now, temporarily. Why they're abolishing the police, and they will. Why they're going to abolish the human military, and they will. Why they're abolishing the family, and they will if they have their way. Why they're abolishing the nation state. Because it's human. And our whole experience is about fighting with other humans. So of course the police do some things that are wrong. Of course we get mad at government and bureaucracies and it's not perfect and it's got problems. And so if you've got an evil, anti-human, globalist faction getting control, and there's a global awakening to them at the national level, you then direct that anger and the awakening at the human government itself, at the local government itself. Because if you start thinking about the globalists of the New World Order as aliens that want to kill you, you'll be in the right mindset. And notice the media doesn't make jokes about this. They don't attack me for this. They don't want this touched. They want me off air. But it's not aliens in a flying saucer, folks. It's interdimensional. That's what it is. I was on Joe Rogan a year and a half ago. And as soon as he gets to where he's going in Texas, some things are going to happen. I'll leave it at that. Talked to him quite a bit last night. And I'm telling him that since the 70s, they have been in government-funded programs in San Francisco and other areas, putting people on DMT drips and other drugs to go map, like astronauts, these other dimensions and have communications with these entities. You'd call it a poltergeist or whatever, but that's not what it is. And then they give them impetus and ideas, but then they ask for things. And a lot of times they ask for blood. A sacrifice. Why do you think every culture takes drugs and then starts killing their own kids? Because these things will tell you stuff, but they're so low level and so evil, they're just really old, that we're like babies. And then a few months later, he had a big professor on going, the first open trials in Japan, England, the U.S. are beginning at these universities, and we are actually like astronauts going in and mapping with the DMT. We stay in the DMT state for up to 12 hours, and we're communicating with the entities and mapping it all. They were doing it in the 70s. That's what I know about. Because I happen to be sitting in the back of a Volkswagen on a cross-country drive with my mom and her friend who was involved in it in San Francisco, and then later one time at dinner when I was not even 10 years old hearing him talk about this. My mom was involved. But I remember later asking her about it. She says, oh, yeah, the 70s and all that, you know, Mescalito and the little spirit guys, the little devils, and that's what all these Illuminati globalists talk about is these spirit guides that do have little horns and they look like little goats, and that's why they wear little green hats and look like elves, because they don't want to scare you. And sometimes they wear a little mask because they take the mask off, got little vampire teeth. I mean, this is what they're communicating with. Why do you think every culture says there's these demons right out of you behind the veil? It's demons. It's aliens is what it is. Okay? And as soon as you realize all that, it all makes perfect sense. Why they're into devil worship, hurting kids, drinking blood, why the Aztecs and the ancient Babylonians and the Egyptians and the Africans all did it, and all the Europeans did it, and in Asia they did it. They would lead children up to entities and butcher their children and spill blood while taking hallucinogens to be able to interface with the entity. And finally, Abraham comes along and God says, you don't have to kill your kids anymore for sacrifices. Stop that. A ram will suffice. Because God didn't want the blood. God was just like, the angel's just like, you can stop. I don't want blood. I'm not with those guys. So that's where this is, ladies and gentlemen. And that's where we are. That's why they want your children. It's why they want wars. It's why they want death, because they want the dark energy. And once you realize that that's what Bill Gates serves, and that's what Ted Turner serves, and that's what Jeffrey Epstein serves, and you just look at Hillary Clinton, totally demon possessed. She's at the cocktail party. Hi, everybody. I'm Hillary. I mean, she ought to be flying a damn broom because it's in her. And I just so happened to run into Rich Satanist when I was in junior high and high school in Dallas. And I just so happen to have a view into that. And so my whole life's been training to understand what we're up against now. And I wouldn't know this from a book. I know this from experience and the things I saw over and over again and the veil that the public is living behind. And so now Bill Gates is telling you, you're all going to get sick when you take his shot. But you got to take it to ever have a job or leave your house. That's where they're now going in Australia and in Spain, where they think they've got control of the populations. They're saying vaccines are months out. You're going to have a digital ID on your phone or a chip to do it. And Bill Gates has publicly announced that you don't have a choice. It only returns, quote, semi-normalcy when you take what he wants to put in your body that reprograms your cells and makes you not human. They are triggering a mutation in us. Do you think Bill Gates just pulled this out of a
Cabbage Patch he was walking by? No. Francis Galton. Charles Darwin. And others were all black magicians that took hallucinogens. This is actually on record if you research it deeply. To interface with this and come up with a plan. And they came up with the whole plan. Eugenics. Genetic engineering. I mean, they already knew, folks. How, you know how old the Sumerian symbol of two snakes together with a strand down the middle? And the Sumerians say that creatures came from another star and showed them how we work and explained this to them. And so the British scientists all knew this, but they knew to really get the knowledge, they had to take huge amounts of drugs. They had to interbreed with their most elite families to get their genetics tuned for psychics that were able to interface with these things. And then they got alien technology through intergalactic space-time communications to build a gate or something here on Earth to bring them in. And the Bible says in the end times, the gates of hell will open. Hell will open. And we will be invaded, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, there's Sumerian, 6,000-year-old, 5,000-year-old symbol of modern medicine, the double helix of DNA. And you've got the little angels with the halos, see them? The reptoids that can fly? Right there for you, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what it is. Can you imagine ancient humans? Whacked out of their minds, and the priest comes to the tribe and says, listen, we got to kill one of the kids. It's going to give us even more knowledge about planting crops and about the stars. We got to have this for the tribe. Who's going to step up and give us one of your children? So, and they say, okay, I guess you can kill my son and kill my daughter. And they'd lead that child right up there and just gut their ass. And then the demon would say, here's the knowledge. But then it's more and more and more of the children. They need more, 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 more. When really, they're just training us to kill our children and turning us our own species to get a little knowledge. But then the knowledge they give us is the knowledge to build a kill grid that's going to destroy us all. So that's even a scam. Who knows if they even want the blood? Who knows if they even want the virgins? Which just means a child. They're just training us like a dog to eat our own babies, and then they give us a treat. Well, guess what? I'm not a dog, and I'm not here part of this crap, and I don't like you devil worshippers, and I don't like people that are under its control. They feel weak. They feel cold. They feel scared. They're not connected to God. But God is going to give us a choice, and if we want to join with the broadcast, that's what it is, a broadcast, a spirit. You go to a pep rally, you feel the spirit. You go to a rock concert, you feel the spirit. You go to church, you feel the spirit. It's a party, everybody's having a great time, you feel the vibe. That's a spirit. It's a broadcast. And I'm not giving my kids to some winged serpent that wants to eat them. What's clopopodal, or whatever the hell you call it. It's a joke. Sick. And every culture gave their children to that snake. And now it's the modern science. It's the symbol of our DNA. And it just so happens to be what our DNA looks like, minus the snake. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.